CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Eye on the Moon and the World. Bob Zimmerman is here. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Mission to the Moon. It is the ambition of many big space companies to get back to the moon. But then again, ever since 1969, we've had to deal with the dream of commercial space to the moon, and it's upon us. Bob, a very good evening to you. Commercial space, big space, headed to the moon. How many missions, Bob?
It's hard to count. We have two missions on the way to the moon right now, and the news story that we'll start with is a private company that NASA gave a contract to provide NASA a lunar lander. The company is called Intuitive Machines. Their lander is called Nova C. They have announced that they're now targeting a November 15th to 20th launch window. They'll use a SpaceX Falcon 9 to take off. This mission, they're going to carry five instruments for NASA. It's intended to land in the very high southern latitudes of the moon, not at the South Pole, but in the very high latitude. At a landing site, a crater called Malapert A, or at least the rim of it. And they originally were going to launch 2 years ago. There were a lot of delays in getting the lander finished. They've now announced the lander is ready, and they're going to be delivering it to the launch site to be assembled, stacked on the rocket. And they're now targeting that November 15th launch date. That date is dependent upon, of course, the crowded launch schedule at the time, including SpaceX's crowded launch schedule. And if they can't go in that window, they'll then try again in December. Now, that's the private mission that NASA has hired to land its instruments on the moon. I mentioned we've got two other missions on their way to the moon. Chandrayaan-3, that's India's mission, government big space mission. This is their second attempt to land on the moon. It's also going to land in the high southern latitudes of the moon. I've got a map on Behind the Black, by the way, that shows the landing sites of all these relative to the South Pole. And now Chandrayaan-3 is now completed its next-to-last orbital maneuver burn before it releases its Vikram lander. Now, they'll do one more orbital burn, and they hope to land on August 23rd. Once it lands, it's successful, it will release its Pragyan rover, which will operate on the moon for about 2 weeks. That's the length of the daylight portion of the lunar day. It's not really designed to last through the two-week-long lunar night. Other landers that weren't supposed to did, such as China's. So we never know. We'll have to wait and see how that plays out. Meanwhile, Russia's first lunar probe, almost a half century, Luna 25, that's continuing the numbering from the Soviet Union era, it's on its way to the moon. It completed its last mid-course correction a couple of days ago. It's planning to land on the moon on August 21st. Even though it launched like 2 weeks after Chandrayaan-3, it's going on a much direct course, much more direct, faster route. So it will land actually ahead of Chandrayaan-3. It also is landing in the high southern latitudes of the moon. It doesn't carry a rover with it. It's just the lander, but it's got a robot arm that's going to be able to excavate materials, which it can then analyze. And so those are the three missions. There's others. Astrobiotic, another private American mission, has had its lander ready to go, but it hasn't been able to launch because it's launching on ULA's Vulcan rocket, which hasn't launched yet. Its first launch keeps getting delayed. They're now aiming for before the end of the year. So come November, December, we might have two American landers going to the moon. Stay tuned. More to come.
I wanted to ask about the South Pole of the moon, Bob, because we haven't had a chance to take time about what we're looking at. There's an interactive map that is available through Bob's website, Behind the Black. You click on it and it gets larger and larger. These craters with their recognizable names, Amundsen, Shoemaker, Hayworth, there are, when you click on the map and it gets larger and larger, there are dark patches all around them. Is that the part of the moon that's permanently in shadow? Is that what we're looking at?
That's permanently shadowed, John. The dark areas here is on the interactive map. Unless you change some settings, those don't necessarily indicate the permanently shattered places. There are settings on the interactive map that will actually outline the permanently shattered areas that are believed to be permanently shattered, and they're all scattered throughout the South Pole. And there's belief that there might be ice impregnated in the ground. The few images we've now gotten recently of those permanently shattered areas, good images, do not show any obvious ice or glacial features, none. So therefore, if there is ice there, it's going to be impregnated in the ground itself, which is going to require processing. So this is not as, friendly a location to put a lunar base as we had hoped. Doesn't mean you don't have water, but you have to process it out of the ground, so that's an extra engineering step. You can't just simply pull it out and heat it up and you've got water. You got to process it, get the water out of the soil. None of the landers I've described are landing at the pole itself where these permanently shadows are. These are all in the high southern latitudes near the South Pole, but they're not going to be going in any place where there's permanently shadowed craters, none at all.
Am I right to say that this is what everybody's aiming at, though, the high southern latitudes?
Yes.
And the South Pole? So in this...
John, just to be very clear, because there's thought to be ice in those permanently shattered craters, it's made the South Pole of the Moon high-value real estate. And so everyone says, we're going to the South Pole. I want to clarify that both India's mission and Russia's mission are not really going to near those permanently shattered regions, but they claim they're going to the South Pole because they want to put some kind of statement of ownership on the South Pole for themselves because it's valuable real estate. Everyone will say, I want beachfront property, even if their beachfront property is, you know, a mile from the beach. They'll say beachfront property. Well, that's the same thing going on with these other missions. But the South Pole, because of the possibility of ice there, is made it a valuable piece of real estate on the
board. Right. And
build a base, you've got ice.
Is this interactive map, if we filled it in, would this also have where the Chinese are aiming and where SpaceX is aiming, right in this region?
It takes a lot of research. Some cases they haven't told us yet, so we don't know, such as China. So far, China's actually spent more missions going elsewhere on the moon. They have not gone so far any missions to the South Pole, but they have missions planned. And when I have better idea of where those missions are going to land on this particular map, for example, I'll add the dots so we can get a better idea of where things are relative to each other.
And NASA and SpaceX, are they going for the South Pole? NASA hiring SpaceX to build its lander.
Well, SpaceX is remember, the first Artemis manned missions, both to land on the moon using Starship, is going to the South Pole. That's the plan. And in fact, pretty much where that white cross is on my map, that's the South Pole. That's the rim of Shoemaker Crater, and that's one of the prime landing sites. They got about three prime candidate landing sites, all in that South Pole region, rims of craters overlooking permanently shadowed interiors.
All right. I now understand that this peculiar map is critical to the next 10, 15 years. We go to Axiom, another commercial space organization that charges money. For what, Bob?
Axiom is building its own space station on the ground at the moment, and those modules, that when launched, will be attached to ISS initially. When they got enough modules to launch and it can function independent of ISS, and they're going to retire ISS and deorbit it, Axiom Space Station will detach and become an independent space station of its own. And as a private company, it wants to sell tickets to the station as well as research projects to make money. And they have signed already a contract with the European Space Agency and the Swedish National Space Agency to send a Swedish astronaut to ISS sometime in January of 24. And this will be a mission to ISS because there's no Axiom modules up there. But Axiom has been flying commercial missions to ISS where they have passengers go up using SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket and Dragon capsules, manned Dragon capsules. Axiom now has signed a second agreement with the European Space Agency and Poland to send a Polish astronaut to Axiom Space Station. And that space station, the first module is expected to launch in 26. It's not clear if the Polish astronaut will fly to ISS before that module goes up, or after that module goes up, or even after the Axiom space station is detached. They haven't given any dates. But nonetheless, Axiom has two different European Space Agency customers to put European astronauts in space on American-built space stations. And that's just, you know, they're not the only American space station company that has signed deals with Europe to build, to provide service to Europe to have space station space. And, of course, NASA, of course, has got contracts with all these space station companies. Basically, you can have competing space stations, all providing services that apparently people want and are willing to pay for right now.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring on Mars. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Madden.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.